Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ian and Mark still on the road, although Mark is generally off on Fridays, but he's with Ian. They're on the road. They were down in New York City for the Talkers Convention. They will be getting back sometime in the wee hours of the morning. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Danica.
And that Chris is not the same Chris that you have heard on Free Talk Live before. This is a new Chris.
I knew Chris.
Chris, you moved to New Hampshire last year?
Last year, last February.
And you dipped your toes into the political waters a little bit last year in run for sheriff that unfortunately was not successful on more than one front. You were not the sheriff of Nottingham or of Cheshire County, and you also were not successful in getting on the ballot.
That was the big one. Yep. Can't win if you're not on the ballot.
Yeah, and we can, you know, possibly delve into that a little bit later. As well as, Chris, you've got an interesting story about someone who apparently did some sort of ethnicity reassignment surgery. And Danica, you've got something about six ways that we teach our children socialism. And we're going to start off with the ethnicity changing thing. So what's this thing about?
It's kind of interesting because I got a lot of friends in Idaho and Washington State. I'm originally from the West, and in essence, the head of the Spokane, Washington NAACP is a girl named Rachel Dolezal, and she's been active in the NAACP. A lot of people describe her as sort of the face of civil rights in eastern Washington State. And there's been some question, and I guess it was confirmed by her parents, as to what her actual race is.
Okay, so I'm looking at a picture of this woman here, and she appears to maybe be, like, part Hispanic?
She claims that she is African American.
Okay. So what's the story here? She's not actually black? She's not Hispanic?
She's not actually black. She's not actually Hispanic. I think she may have some American Indian in her family, but that's pretty much it. She's kind of made up this persona, and her parents confirmed it today. They said she's a great actress. She can pretty much play whoever she wants to play.
Okay, so you've got a news story from KXLY that probably has a little more info, so jump into that a little bit.
Sure. The city of Spokane announced Thursday it's investigating whether the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP violated the city's code of ethics in her application to serve on the Citizen Police Ombudsman Commission. That's where this stuff kind of blew up when she put on her application that she was indeed African American.
Okay, so she's the head of some private organization, decides that she wants some spot on some government organization, and basically put down what is presumably false information?
That would be correct.
Okay.
And it was kind of interesting. There were some videos of her, and a reporter pretty much came up to her and just said, "Is this a picture of your father?" Because there's a picture that she often hands around that shows her standing next to this African-American gentleman, and she refers to him as his father, as her father. And he asked her point blank, is this your dad? Yes, where are you going with this? Are you really African-American? At which point she pretty much tore off her mic and walked off.
Yeah, that's wow. Pretty much the one thing that you never do is you never, like, remove a mic mid-interview. You never get up and storm off set. Because then you don't really get to give your point of view anymore because you're gone.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter what happened before you got up and walked away.
No.
The news story is that you got up and walked away. In this case, there were other things that happened that basically made the news story become even more of a news story.
That was the big one. And, of course, once the local news gets a hold of a story like this, then Facebook takes it the rest of the way, and it was blowing up all over my feed today. Yeah, the actual exchange went, ma'am, I was wondering if your dad really is an African-American man, Humphrey said. I don't understand the question, Dolezal answered.
That's not a difficult question.
See, when I initially saw this on my newsfeed, I was thinking, oh, someone's just trying to troll everybody, but wow, this woman has been passing herself off as a completely different race. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. How different is this from the senator from our neighbor to the south, Texas, who put down on some application that she was Native American to get some professor job, and then she taught like one class and got $400,000 or something? So how different is this? Is this woman's father actually a black man?
No.
No. Okay, so she's as white as you and me, presumably?
German and English? I'd have to refer back to
and she does
another
have
article.
Some Native American, but I mean, everybody can have Native American, but still not look Native American.
Right, so she's as white as any of us in the room.
Sure.
Her parents put out some pictures that pretty much look like a Barbie doll. She's blonde hair and pale skin and, yeah.
Right, so I guess the next question becomes, if someone can change their gender, and that's a completely accepted thing, then can someone change their ethnicity?
Well, that was the big question in what I saw in a bunch of different memes. It was Bruce Jenner. It was Michael Jackson. You know, okay, he's kind of went the other direction with all this. And then you have this girl. I guess the difference to me is a question of honesty. Are you being honest with what you're doing, or are you trying to deceive people or not? I don't think there's any question that Caitlyn Jenner's being pretty straightforward with this, whatever her motives may be.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. So I guess this is one of those questions of how do you determine motives?
Yeah. And I honestly, with this one, I don't know, and her parents don't seem to understand either. It was just she grew up in a family that they had adopted children that were black, and maybe she just sort of identified with that race, and that's what she wanted to be when she grew up. I don't know, but it's interesting.
Danica, you got any thoughts on this about, like, how do you determine whether or not somebody has, you know, quote-unquote pure motives for wanting
sure.
to make a change like this?
Well, and that opens up another series of arguments about it, because if, for example, transgender, some people feel that they were born this way. You know, I was born to be attracted to men. I was born to be attracted to women. And then, you know, taking that to perspective with races is, you know, oh, I feel like I was born the wrong skin color. I should have been born black or African American. But then you've got genetics makes a play into this. Are you saying genetics also has a way of making you be attracted to either sex as the way that it does making you have, you know, pale skin or
genetics?
Trans skin?
I thought you said Gen X, and I was like,
no,
what
genetics.
Do people that are between, like, you know, 35 and 50 have to do with any of this?
Well, And I don't know, but yeah, it's a really interesting question. I've also, my cousin had posted a tweet about this, asking the same question before this came up.
All right, so we'll continue this discussion, and of course, your phone calls on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the woman out in Seattle who presumably changed her race to wind up getting a job for the NAACP. It got discovered when she applied for some committee assignment for the city of Spokane, Washington, for the Citizen Police Ombudsman Commission. And, well, then one of the local news channels got a hold of it, and then social media got a hold of it. So what we're really talking about here, not necessarily the news about some woman says that she is black, but she was born white. Both of her parents are white. The parents say she is a white woman. The question really is about honesty and fraud. And that's one of the things when libertarians start debating the non-aggression principle. And the non-aggression principle basically says that you have the right to do as you please as long as you do not commit force or fraud against another person. And I would add one additional word and say that as long as you do not commit unjust force or fraud. And I like to make sure that I throw that word in there because then that allows for mutual combat. So if me and Chris decide we're going to go in the middle of the street and just have a boxing match because we want to have a boxing match, if the word unjust is not in there, then neither one of us could throw the first punch. But as long as we're agreeing to it beforehand, then you can beat each other up. If someone aggresses against you, then you can then defend yourself. And that's a given because the word aggression does not include retaliation. Aggression is the initiation of force. If you're defending person or property, then someone else already aggressed. You're using defense. So, like with the fraud, I would say that this definitely seems to be fraudulent, but again, it seems that it comes down to motives.
Right, and what I was talking about before we had gone to break was that we have people that you decide to become another sex, saying, oh, I've always felt that I should have been born a man. I grew up as a girl and always wanted to do guy things. I never felt comfortable being in a girl's body. I mean, what difference would it be for someone saying, I grew up in a white family, but honestly, I feel like I am truly African-American. But, like you were saying, it comes down to the motives. Like, if someone is open and honest and says, hey, I don't feel like I am Caucasian. I feel like I am African-American. I am going to start the process of going through the skin change or however that they would do it if they were honest about it. Now, if they were specifically changing their race, and trying to do it secretly to get, say, special treatment and commit fraud and other things, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, and that seems to be what's going on here, to where the woman was like, oh, I can get a job with the NAACP. I don't know what her job duties are there, but this says that she's the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. She's an adjunct faculty member at Eastern Washington University, and presumably she only got those two positions because she was presenting herself as someone who was not white. And, this woman walked out of an interview, so we're never going to find out why she did what she did, because it seems as though she doesn't want to be questioned about it.
Sure.
She got asked the question, is your dad really an African-American man? She said, quote, I don't understand the question. I did tell you that the man in the picture is my dad. The reporter then said, are your parents white? She removed the microphone, ended the interview, and walked away.
I'll say this, that apparently she's using the same name that she did growing up. I mean, if she really was going to commit fraud, she should at least have changed some things. Don't you think so?
So, taking on a completely new identity?
Right, because her parents are coming forward saying this is her birth certificate. Obviously, that's her real birth name that she's using, unless there's some other detail that we haven't talked about or found out, but you'd think that if she were going under a completely different race that she might want to hide some other details to prevent any sort of skeletons in the closet.
Or so maybe she didn't care about skeletons.
Maybe, yeah. And I mean, and until she actually talks, we'll never know if she did it intentionally to commit fraud because she wanted this job, or she felt, you know, very, you know, she felt like that she had been born the wrong skin color, and she made these transformations. We don't know that yet at this point.
Well, so, I mean, what the family says, and at least what they've come out with, and this is coming from a CNN article, but she had always identified with the black race. She had had a black adopted brother, and after, I guess, some turbulence with the family unit, she had adopted him and brought him into her family, and she had been married to an African-American gentleman, too. So I guess the flip side of this whole thing is did she really do anything wrong? I mean, if she just starts, you know, I assume that she didn't flip from Barbie girl to, you know, what we see in the pictures today.
Overnight.
Right. Like, that,
that's
just
definitely not an overnight sort of transformation.
Right. Certainly not, no.
And if she just decided, you know, this is what I want to do, and I don't need to ask anybody's permission about it, and I do care about racial issues, I want to get involved in the NAACP, I just happen to work my way up through it,
mm-hmm.
you know, then is it worth all the turmoil that this story seems to be generating? Who am I to say? You know,
right, yeah.
If that makes you happy, great.
Yeah, so, of course, your calls welcome on this or whatever, whether it's teaching our children socialism, and Danica will get into that in just a moment. But first, another place you can find the news is freedomsphoenix.com. Over there at freedomsphoenix.com, they are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communication, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for the free daily dispatch. freedomsphoenix.com. And I get their daily emails, and a lot of times I will use it for show prep, whether it be for Free Talk Live, for one of the podcasts that I do.
Neat.
There's a lot of good info in there. And it's actually a twice daily email that they do. I don't know how they've got this thing set up. I don't know if I accidentally signed up for two different email lists, like a morning and an afternoon. But I get their emails twice a day, freedomsphoenix.com. And, of course, this show, all the archives, freetalklive.com, and your calls, definitely welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When we come back, six ways we're teaching our children socialism? That doesn't sound right, is it? I don't know. If they go to public school, they're probably learning 600 ways about socialism. Find out when we come back.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark on their way back from New York City. They were at the Talkers Convention, which is one of the largest industry conventions that takes place, that I believe kicked off last night and ran, you know, until some point today. They will be back in the wee hours of the morning. So in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris Friedman.
And Danica.
And Danica is going to tell us all the ways that we teach our children socialist values.
That's right.
Or at least six of the ways. I'm sure we can come up with about 314 other ways.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. All right. This article is from Liberty.me. Now, Liberty.me, it's kind of like a... You know, can you describe a little bit? It's like a Facebook for, you know, with the liberty-oriented.
Okay, so Liberty.me, and I have had a subscription at Liberty.me for over a year. It's sort of, I would call it social networking plus for libertarians.
Gotcha.
So there's the social networking aspect where you can post statuses, you can post memes, there's groups. And then there's the publishing aspect where... Basically, you can set up one or more WordPress sites that's connected to your Liberty.me account. And so then you've got the publishing aspect. There's a lot of free ebooks that you can download from Liberty.me.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of what they call Liberty guides that are shorter than ebooks, and they don't have ISBN numbers. They were never intended for, you know, a more traditional publication. So it's sort of an ebook that's not officially an ebook.
Gotcha.
And then there's also forums and chat rooms. So it's like all of the greatest parts about the internet all put into one site. And you don't have to worry about internet trolls because Liberty.me is a paid service.
Oh.
And internet trolls don't want to pay to be internet trolls.
I don't know. You know, $5 a month is not a lot of money. And I'm sure I can think of probably a couple people that would not mind throwing $5 down the drain and just trolling people, because we troll within ourselves all the time. But
I have yet to experience an internet troll on Liberty.me.
Oh, really? Okay. Also, that's kidding. All right.
Troll-free zone.
Troll-free
yes.
zone.
Right, because trolls don't want to pay money.
I want some troll-free spray. Where do I get that?
Troll be gone.
Troll be gone. There we go.
All right, so one of the people that's a member of Liberty.me on his publishing site for Liberty.me.
It's Jeffrey Tucker, right?
It is thestand.liberty.me.
Mm-hmm.
This is Michael Esch.
Yes.
Who's writing this story.
Yes, he's written this article. So all the time we hear older generations saying that millennials need to grow up. Some have said that they do not care about college readiness. Mostly true. They just want out of my basement readiness. That the younger generation needs to take personal responsibility for their lives. We hear that the younger people have no work ethic and that they feel entitled to everything. For the most part, this is true, but it has resulted from a parental generation reinforcing socialist ideas at home.
All right, so before we go any further, Danica, you were definitely the youngest one in studio tonight.
Yes, by definition, I am a millennial.
Oh, I wasn't even guessing that you were a millennial. I'm just saying you're the youngest one.
Right, I'm in the older part of the millennials. Like, I'm one of the, like, I'm, you know, I'm not... I wasn't born in 2000, but I am one like on the older spectrum of millennials. But yes, I'm still by default a millennial.
Right. Well, I was just making the point that you're the youngest one here, and I've never actually seen your work ethic, but I know that you work. And at one time, you had two jobs. I don't know how many you've got now. So it seems to me that, you know, from what I've seen of you know, what I'm going to, I'm going to sound like the old guy, get off my lawn! From what I've seen of, you know, the younger generation, people just a few years younger than me down to, you know, like getting out of high school right now, I will have to say the vast majority of them have no work ethic at all.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely met people that are younger as well as older than me that just don't have a work ethic. And it's just like, but I've been working pretty much since I was like 12, 13 babysitting. So I've had work ethic instilled in me from a young age. And, I could go on a whole nother tangent about this, but I think for several reasons, parents just don't really instill that work ethic for a number of reasons.
Right. I just wanted to see if you saw the same thing that I saw.
Sure,
about
absolutely.
You know, those youngins not having work ethic.
Oh,
to where
yeah.
It does seem like they want somebody to give them a job, and they just want to have the job. They don't want to actually do any work when
right.
they're at their job. They I should just show up and you give me a paycheck because
sit around, do nothing, and get a paycheck.
So I've always felt that this was one of those products of a boom. Not to go too deeply, but when things are good. You know, back in the day, back when I was your age, you know, we had to work around the, you know, you had to work around the house, you had to work around the farm because there wasn't this big boom going on. And when you go through boom to boom to boom, thanks to inflation and monetary policy, then
quantitative easing
yeah.
is the politically correct term.
Yeah, but cheap credit and stuff like that. So now we have everything we need. We don't need to have kids work for what they do. You need $20 to go out. Go ahead. Here it is. It's just.
Yeah, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I definitely had daily and weekly chores to do, and weekends were just terrible because I'd had to wake up and do more chores. That seems like that was a big part of my childhood.
It was the norm.
Yeah, it was the norm. Socialism is the idea that everyone is responsible for everyone else. No one in the community should have more than another person, no matter your productivity. If someone were to make more money than the authority figure, government would redistribute the money to people in need. So without further ado, here are six ways parents teach socialist values to their children. Number one, sharing. Who around here has had to share?
Well, sharing is caring, right?
Yes, that's what they want you to believe. Forcing children to share is the laziest form of parenting.
All right, so this is not just sharing. This is I am going to force you to share.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Because just like, you know, somebody that decides, like, I want other people to be able to play with my toy, too. Like, you know, you can share toys without having been forced to share toys.
Hey, you should share that car with me because you should just share that car. So, forcing children to share is the laziest form of parenting. A parent will hear two children fighting over a toy and will come into the room, yell at the children to share the toy, and then will walk out. Parents who do this are teaching their children that whenever someone comes to steal your possession, you should just give it to them. If you hold on to your property, then the authority will come in and punish you. Which, I'm sure both of you have had this very similar situation happen in your own home, and I can definitely remember times where I was forced to share. Now, a solution to this is that you can teach your children that they are not allowed to steal. If a child is playing with a toy in the house, then that is theirs, and they do not have to share it. Simplifying the rules in the house makes it easier for children to know right from wrong. Children will naturally share because they are social. They want to play with others, and the only way to do that is to share. Sharing is good when it is a choice, but when it is forced, it is unnatural and results in strife. Reduce conflict in your house by stopping the stealing. I completely 100% agree with this.
So do I, but, you know, this also in some ways, you know, mommy and daddy, the authorities, are giving you toys that, well, you didn't pay for those toys, so technically they aren't yours. Like, you know, the authority, in this case, mom and dad, could then, like, confiscate the toy
and keep it from you. They certainly could.
Because technically they're the owners of the toy.
It all makes sense to me now. When my dad would see me build something with Legos, he'd say, you didn't build that.
Too soon.
Actually, you know, I'm glad you brought that whole thing up. And I am not one at all to praise Barack Obama for anything. But the whole you didn't build that thing was a statement that was totally taken out of context. What he was talking about was the infrastructure that allows businesses to thrive. And if you listen to the full quote, then you'll get the context. And Mitt Romney has said some stupid stuff, too.
Quantum vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on teaching children socialism by telling them to share their toys? What are your thoughts on that? And then there are five other ways that parents are either intentionally or inadvertently teaching their children socialism. Danica has that story. And, of course, your thoughts on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, on this first thing, there's a list of six things here.
Yes.
And I'm still, maybe I'm, you know, being a stickler here, but I'm still stuck on this sharing thing. And the solution, I liked the first sentence, teach your children that they are not allowed to steal. Sounds great. But the next sentence does not necessarily jive with reality. It says if a child is playing with a toy in the house, it is theirs. And they do not have to share it. Well, what if I go into Danica's toy box and pull a toy out of Danica's toy box because Danica wasn't playing with that toy, it was just sitting in the toy box? Does that toy now become mine? And Danica, you're not allowed to take your toy back from me?
That's a very good question. And going back to what you were saying about how technically the parents have control over the toys because they're the ones that bought it for the kid. Well, they gave it to the child as a gift more than likely. So it's
right,
not.
But did they give the thing to the child, or are they just letting the child have control over it?
Until the parent just gets tired of Johnny making noises with the drums.
Yes.
I think if you're going to go down this path, you would have to establish those rules and the whole notion of property rights at a very young age, and
right,
with the acquisition of everything you bring into the house.
Right, and that's not something that most people are going to do. And like some of the solutions that I hear about, you know, if we had a stateless society, then everybody would have contracts with everybody else. I'm sorry, Chris, I like you. I really do. But I'm not signing a contract every time I get in your vehicle before we go to the state house.
Agreed.
So the whole, you know, contract law, like, that seems to me to be tyranny of contracts, and then the contract becomes law, and you're replacing one form of coercion with another, even though, well, it's completely voluntary, but you can't interact with another human until you sign 15,000 stacks of paper.
Well, back to the point of the article, I mean, it would be a little tricky to introduce this idea halfway through a kid's life, you know, when he's 3 or 4 years old or 4 or 5.
Well, there's simpler ways of doing that.
Yeah.
Going to Daryl's question, say if Daryl and my roommate wanted to play with My Little Pony figurines because Daryl loves ponies.
He does.
I, as a parent, would say,
I like penguins and unicorns, not ponies.
No, 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 pony. I know you're totally all about the ponies. I would say, Danica, is Daryl allowed to play with your toy? And if Danica said yes, then there'd be no problem. If Danica said no, then Daryl would just have to put ponies back. Because Danica might have reasons that she doesn't want Daryl to play. Like, Daryl might go take the ponies and cut all their hair off, or he might go stick it in the sandbox, because Daryl is a boy, and boys are known to do very destructive things to toys.
Well, you know, ponies do like running around in the sand. I saw part of Planet of the Apes. There's horses on the beach.
Exactly.
But maybe
I saw that, well, what's the guy that got hit in the face with the goose and he had the I can't believe it's not butter commercial?
Fabio.
There was something with him where he had a horse on the beach and a pretty girl.
Yeah, and there's the Old Spice commercial where the guy
on the beach.
There's also the Old Spice commercial where the guy gets on a horse too.
Yeah, look at me. Now look down. Now look up, and I'm on a horse.
But I mean, the child, you know, Danica probably has past experiences where Daryl messed with her toys, and Danica doesn't want that to happen to her toys. So she says, "No, Daryl cannot play with my toys." And then that would be okay. Daryl, put that toy back. Go play with your train set, or go play with dynamite. I don't know, one or the other.
You know, that brings me back to something that I really miss from childhood. And Chris, you probably remember these M80s. There used to be this thing that was essentially a quarter stick of dynamite that you could buy from the fireworks store that all it did was go boom. It had a little fuse and it went boom. And that was one of my favorite fireworks because I would, like, build model stuff. And, of course, the model airplane never wound up looking like the model airplane on the box. And I would take it out back and duct tape an M80 or two or three of them to it and just, you know, make the model airplane go boom. You can't do that anymore because sometime in my teenage years, M80s became illegal. Like, they are banned under federal law.
Yeah, it's nuts. But I think the point is how do we teach our children property rights? I mean, that's a fairly complex
by
thing
eating 30% of their that's how you teach them about taxes, is to eat 30% of their ice cream.
Okay, here's a good example of that. What do the toys in Toy Story have on their feet, the bottom of their feet?
The name. Andy.
The name. Yeah. Why don't we label on wherever we can, you know, the bottom of the feet or whatever?
Because Danica, then you're pulling all of the things out of the box, and that decreases their collector value.
Okay, it's going to decrease collector value if you play with it, too. What's your point?
I was just making a 40-year-old virgin joke. Where the guy, remember?
Yeah, Steve Carell.
The only funny thing he was ever in was 40-year-old virgin.
Steve Carell? No, he's been in several things.
No, he's been in several things. The only funny thing that he was in. And he had all of these, like, Star Wars collectible stuff,
right.
And they were still in the boxes, and he didn't want anybody, like, looking at the box, because that decreases the collector value.
Well, if you're going to play with the toy and you want to be labeled as yours, it makes common sense to put some sort of name on it that says, hey, this is clearly Danica's toy, this is clearly Chris's toy, and that way if there's ever anything, okay, who does the toy initially belong to? Okay, that's Danica's property. You have to ask Danica if you can use her property. If not, no, you can't. It's a very simple way of selling property values at a young age.
And I think that would be good if I, God forbid, were ever have children again. No offense to my son. to teach them those types of things. I mean, usually what we taught kids growing up was if somebody wants to play, you share your toys.
Right.
End of question. And that's it. There's no, you can't say no. If you do, you're a bad person.
And I do think that sharing, it can be a good thing, but like the article saying, force sharing is just going to increase strife, and you know, it's going to be bitter, and they're going to be upset. I mean, they shouldn't have to share everything. It's just no.
Right, because forced sharing or forced charity, and I'm using air quotes around the word charity there, that's what government does.
Right.
of we care about poor people and we care about homeless people, so we're going to steal money from you to build this place where poor people and homeless people can come get a meal or come have a place to sleep in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So that's not charity, that's coercion.
Right.
So that sort of takes us to the second point on here, which is
teaching obedience. Dun, dun, dun. And this one I can definitely relate to because I've heard this so many times growing up. And it's just like, ugh. When a parent says, because I said so, they are teaching their children blind obedience. This is also a form of lazy parenting.
I hate those four words. And it's not just lazy parenting. It's lazy anything.
Right.
I've had teachers that basically their explanation for anything of, well, why do we have to do it this way? Because I said so.
Or because it's in the book.
I'm the teacher and I said so, so that's how you have to do it.
Because it's the way we've always done it.
I remember one time when I was, I don't know, maybe like 9 or 10 years old, was at Sunday school at the church that my dad's parents went to. They went to a Church of Christ. And for those of you not familiar with them, they don't play instruments when they sing their hymns.
Oh.
So everything is a cappella. And they say that they do that because, you know, having music along with the singing is not something that's in the Bible. Even though if you go through the Old Testament, you know, like David played instruments, the angels played trumpets, there's talk of all these other people that, you know, played drums and
isn't
this
there a
and
passage
that.
That says make a joyful noise unto the
yeah,
Lord?
Do, yes. Do they all walk to church because there's no cars in the Bible?
So, well, no, they don't. But when I asked the Sunday school teacher this question, her response was a complete non sequitur. She said, well, you don't put jelly on the communion bread. That was her answer, which is essentially because I said so. Because, like, she had no answer, and that was when I sort of started questioning the whole idea of organized religion. And, you know, like, I still went to church for, like, another 10, 12 years on a fairly regular basis, but it was this whole because I said so sort of mentality that led me to, you know, the idea of, hey, like, organized religion is kind of BS. Like, they're not teaching what the book actually says. They're right. Teaching what they want you to think. And that's basically this, teaching obedience. And we'll get through this one as well as the other ways we're inadvertently teaching children socialism in hour number two after the news. This is Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.